Lady Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Standing Room Only. The starring players...
This is Ray Milland.
This is Marguerite Chapman.
And this is Robert Benchley.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Paramount Pictures' delightful farce comedy, Standing Room Only. It stars Marguerite Chapman as Jane Rogers, Ray Milland as Lee Stevens, and Robert Benchley as Mr. Cromwell. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Standing Room Only. Lee Stevens is manager of Todd's Toy Factory and engaged to marry the boss's daughter, which is not unusual. He's hoping to convert the plant to war work, so he's making a trip to Washington and taking his new secretary along, which is still not unusual. But now, with a train about to leave, Miss Rogers arrives in a last-minute spurt, and confidentially, that's not unusual either.
Here I am, Mr. Stevens. I made it.
Just. Got the tickets?
Yes, sir.
The folder?
Here.
Briefcase?
The briefcase?
You haven't lost it. The whole conversion plan...
Oh.
Think fast, Miss Rogers. Where'd you leave it?
Oh, I remember. The cab driver put it up front with him.
Then you'll have to stay here. Go after him. Get it back. You can catch a plane in the morning.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Stevens. If it costs any more, you can take it out of my salary.
If you don't find that briefcase, there won't be any salary. Look, that plane gets you to Washington first. Meet me at the hotel, the Grosvenor.
Yes, sir, I know. The Grosvenor. Over here, sir.
Oh, good morning, Miss Rogers. Good morning.
I saw you come in. I've been waiting for you.
That's a switch. Did you find the briefcase?
Yes, sir.
Good. Have you checked our rooms?
Yes, sir.
Fine.
No, sir, they weren't, so I canceled them.
You what?
Well, you'd have done the same if you'd seen them yourself. Two dinky little rooms without even a bath.
But they were rooms, Miss Rogers. Look, this may come as a shock, but you're in Washington. There's a room in this country's at war.
Well, I only did what I thought was right. I didn't want them putting anything over on you.
Look, all I want put over me is a roof.
Terribly sorry, Mr. Stevens. I'll never make that mistake again.
Sure. Why go on making the same mistake? Mix them up. Keep me guessing. Now, will you please tell me where we're going to sleep tonight?
Oh, I'll find some nice rooms. I'm sure I will.
All right. Call me at the OPD, Mr. Ritchie's office. And remember, we don't want the Royal Suite. Just any place with a bed. I mean, two beds.
Well, naturally,
yeah. Two
beds.
And don't forget, a roof.
Sorry, miss, not a room in the place. Sorry, haven't got a thing for weeks. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Are you kidding?
Oh, I've got to get it. I've just got to. Hello? Are you the person who advertised in the paper? Yes, sir. We just got into town, my husband and I. And if I could come over and see the place, I could tell you whether we'd be able to take it. Sorry, Mr. Stevens. This key works a little hard. There we are.
Doesn't look like much like a tourist place to me.
No, that's what I like about it. It's a back room, but we have our own entrance.
What's the idea? Why are you whispering?
What are you?
Laryngitis. Doggone rain.
Oh. This way, Mr. Stevens.
Couldn't get a cab for love or money. This town's a madhouse.
Here's the room, Mr. Stevens. I hope you like it.
It's not bad, not bad. At least it's got a roof. I guess I can put... Say, that's a double bed. Whose room is this, yours or mine?
It's ours.
Huh?
I'll sleep out in the front room. There's a sofa there.
Oh.
And the way you feel, you better go right to bed. I'll go tell the people we're here.
Oh, thanks. Much obliged.
Yes? Come in, please.
Good evening, Mr. Cromwell.
Oh, there you are. Well, you really did come back. It's almost too good to be true.
You're not the only one who thinks that, sir. But, Mr. Cromwell, don't forget, You said if we didn't like the job, we could leave in the morning without notice.
Oh, please don't even mention it. We haven't had any help for weeks. Though I must say we've never had a cook like you. Not even in peacetime.
But I haven't cooked anything for you yet.
We still have never had a cook like you.
Why, I see what you mean. What time would you like dinner, sir?
Well, would 7:30 be convenient?
I think so. But I must tell you, my husband won't be able to serve.
No?
He's in bed. He's sick.
Sick? Oh, dear. Contagious?
No, just a little laryngitis.
Oh, well, if he can't come out, I suppose I'll have to go to him.
Go to him?
Yeah, just a formality, my dear. I can't engage anyone without an interview. The major's order.
The major?
That's my wife, yes. She's in the plops.
The what?
Paratroopers Ladies Organized Post Service. Impressive, isn't it?
Yes.
Here we go.
Come in.
Hello. Just came to see how you were. Jane says you're not feeling up to snuff.
Jane said?
This is Mr. Cromwell. He owns the house.
Oh. How are you, Cromwell?
I'm fine.
I can tell you I'm mighty glad to have this room.
Well, we want you to be happy, you know.
Mr. Cromwell, he shouldn't talk so much. Don't you think...
Well, of course, I understand. But...
Hey, wait a minute, Cromwell. You got a match?
Well, yes, I think so. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Mind if I keep them? I'm all out.
Oh, no, by all means.
A cigarette?
No, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this town sure is jumping. Had quite a time finding a place.
Really? Well, that's surprising. The way things are...
Mr. Cromwell, remember, he isn't well.
Yes, I was just about to go, my dear.
Well, thanks for the matches, Cromwell, and thanks for looking in, kid.
Oh, not at all. By the way, we're planning on some people for dinner tomorrow night. I trust you'll be fit.
A party?
Oh, nothing elaborate, you understand?
Well, I'll try to make it if I can, but don't count on me. Might be a little tired.
Well, perhaps I ought to put it off for a few days.
Well, it's very kind of you, but I can't commit myself that far in advance, you know.
I see. Well, well, Jane will tell you about everything, and breakfast is at 5:45.
5:45?
Yes, my wife's in Warwick.
Oh, well. My apologies to your wife, old boy, but I think I'll just skip breakfast if you don't mind.
Oh. Really, I must say...
I'll be there, Mr. Cromwell. I love to get up early.
Well, thank you, Jane. Breakfast is rather informal anyway. Well, good night.
So long, Cromwell. Thanks for everything.
My pleasure, I'm sure. Or am I?
Queer little duck. Seems so upset because I didn't want to have breakfast.
Mr. Stevens.
What?
I hope you won't be angry with me, but you see, it was the only way to get a room, and when I saw that ad for a cook and butler...
Butler? You mean I'm a butler?
Just till tomorrow.
You must be insane.
But it's raining out and you weren't well and...
Miss Rogers, I'm the general manager of Todd's Toys. I came here in a deal involving millions.
But you haven't any place to stay.
Any place is better than these slave quarters. I'm getting out of here so fast. Oh, thunder.
It sounds pretty bad.
Well, perhaps as long as you've made the deal.
You mean you'll stay?
Well, I've got to consider my health, you know. After all, I'm engaged. Have a fiancé.
Oh, I'm sure Miss Todd would think you're being wise.
Yeah, of course. But no breakfast at 5:45, you hear?
No, sir. I won't even call you till 6.
All out of me, my journey. Just a minute till I get on my road.
All right.
Good morning. I saved you some coffee from breakfast.
Well, thanks. That's very kind, Miss Rogers.
Oh, it wasn't any trouble. You seem to feel a lot better this morning.
Oh, I do, about everything.
Mr. Stevens, you asked me to remind you. You want to call Mr. Todd long distance this morning.
Yes. I guess I'll have to ask that funny little man. You know where he is?
Mr. Cromwell, I just left him in the library. And when I say I left him, I mean it.
Yeah, I can understand that. You're probably the only cook he's ever had who looked like Miss Atlantic City. Still, if he's going to be a problem,
oh,
you know...
Oh, no, he's harmless. It's just that he keeps looking at me as if I were a French pastry.
Well, then I'll go and talk to him.
Yes, sir. But don't be surprised if he calls you Rogers.
Rogers?
I use my name. I thought that would be better.
Well, certainly for you, but what about me?
Well, for you too, sir. You see, he thinks we're married.
Married?
Oh, Mr. Stevens, I hope you don't mind.
Mind? Well, what the devil do you think? Under the circumstances, I ought to... after all... No, I don't mind. Hello, long distance? How about that call to T.J. Todd, Lamont, Indiana?
One moment, please.
Thanks.
Well, Rogers.
Oh, morning, Cromwell.
How do you feel? Any better this morning?
Long distance.
What?
Don't worry, I reversed the charges.
Here's your party. Go ahead.
Hello, that you, Lee?
Hold the wire, please. Look, Cromwell, this is sort of personal, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
I want to see you, though. I want to see you when I'm through.
Yes, just shout. I'll be here.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Todd?
Say, where have you been? Alice called the hotel and you weren't even registered.
Well, there was a little mix-up in my reservation.
Have you seen Richie yet?
No, not yet. I waited all day yesterday with about 200 others.
Well, you'd better work fast. Farenthall's after that contract, too.
Farenthall?
Yes, and if he gets it, he'll gobble up all the local labor and we'll be out in the cold. Oh, now this is life and death, Lee. For you, too. I promised you a half interest in the factory, but no government contract, no factory to come home to.
Don't worry, I'll be in there pitching.
Atta boy. Now, where are you staying? I might want to call you.
Well, no, don't do that. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's better if I call you. Look, I have to hurry now. I've got to get to Richie. I'll be talking to you, Mr. Todd. Goodbye. Hey, Cromwell.
Yeah? Rogers, are you through?
Look, Cromwell, if you don't mind, I'd like to take the day off.
Day off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you only came to work yesterday. And you didn't work even then.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is very urgent. I have to keep an appointment.
You're not looking for another job?
Oh, no. I like it fine here, if I can get the proper time off.
Well, naturally, I just assumed that you'd take Thursdays, but, well, you've really got to have today.
Well, thanks, Crum. I mean, Mr. Cromwell.
But, Rogers...
Yes?
Well, I don't mean to cough, you understand, but when you come into this part of the house, I mean that bathrobe, really, don't you think you should be dressed?
Oh, well, if that's the way you want it. But you see, the last place I worked, they like me to be informal. See you later, my boy.
Oh, this waiting is awful, awful. I've just got to see Richard today. I'm going to lose my room.
I'll have to keep mine. That's the trouble.
Huh?
Mr. Stevens.
Right here.
Will you come in, please?
You bet. Mr. Ritchie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Pearson.
The name is Stevens.
Oh, let's see, you're from Elmira, aren't you?
No, sir, no, I'm from Lamont, Indiana.
Oh, yes. Well, how are things in the bedspring game?
Not bedsprings, Mr. Ritchie. You see, I manufacture toys. I've been waiting to see you about...
Oh, excuse me, old man. Yes?
GB, this is MS over at the WPD. HST wants you, PDQ.
Okay. Okay, MS. Sorry, Pearson, I've got to run.
The name isn't Pearson, it's Lee Stevens.
Well, same to you, Pearson, it's mutual. So long.
I'm afraid that's all for today, Mr. Stevens.
You know, this is pretty hard on me, miss. When my grandchildren ask me what I did in the war, I'll have to tell them I waited for Mr. Ritchie.
Is that so bad?
It certainly is. I know a man who waited right here in this office for 3 months, waiting to see that boss of yours.
Well, did he see him?
No.
What happened?
He finally got drafted.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you been to a wedding recently? Remember the look of the bride as she walked down the aisle, head high, eyes alight, so happy, so sure of herself. You just knew she was in love. Well, it's exactly the same subtle radiance of a bride that my new shade of face powder gives your skin. That's why I call it Bridal Pink. It instantly gives your skin a more vibrant look, a more romantic look. The look of a woman in love. And remember, Lady Esther Bridal Pink isn't for just one particular type of coloring. That's the wonderful thing about it. Whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown, whether you're in the glare of the sun or the soft shadows of the moon, Bridal Pink touches your skin with an unmistakable magic. Gives it life and tone. Gives it the warm, fascinating look of a bride on her wedding day. The secret of Bridal Pink is in the blending. It isn't just mixed in the usual way, it's pulverized by the speed and force of hurricanes. The powder and color particles are completely merged, and the texture is so fine, it's light as a summer breeze on your skin. Yet it covers up and hides every tiny line and blemish, and it clings. Clings 4 hours and longer. Ask your druggist for Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder. Accept no other shade, for only Lady Esther Bridal Pink can give you the radiant look of a woman in love, that confident look, that look of complete assurance.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Standing Room Only, starring Robert Benchley, Marguerite Chapman, and Ray Milland. Well, since Lee wasn't able to see Mr. Ritchie, he must stay in Washington another night. That means he must have a place to sleep. And that means he must play his masquerade through. We find him now with Jane in the serving pantry, struggling into a butler suit.
Darn monkey suit. How'd they expect me to get into a thing like this? Three sizes too small. Maybe their last butler didn't take his vitamins.
Oh, that's the buzzer. The front door.
Go ahead and answer it.
I can't. I've got to fix those cocktails for Mr. Cromwell. And anyway, that's your job.
Well, they can gosh darn wait. I'm not going out there till I get my coat on. When I get my coat on, I might not feel like going.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Something strange about this. Why don't they answer?
Dad, you're absolutely sure you have the right number?
Of course I'm sure. Here, 2114 R Street, that's it.
Yes.
It's the number they gave me when I traced Lee's call.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry to let you ring so long, but you know how servants are these days.
Oh, yes, of course. Pardon me, my name is T.J. Todd, and this is my daughter, Alice.
Oh, quite a dish. I'm charmed. Charmed.
We'd like to see Mr. Stevens, please.
Stevens?
Yes, Mr. Lee Stevens.
I'm afraid you have the wrong address, sir. There isn't any Mr. Stevens here.
Are you sure? Do you know everybody here?
Well, I own the place. I see the people in it frequently. That's one way of getting to know them, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Cromwell, I was delayed.
Lee
Stevens.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's been some mistake here. Now, this man is my butler, Rogers.
Rogers? Why, he's Lee Stevens, and you said he wasn't here.
Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Tell them who you are.
I'm Stevens.
Oh, dear, and the major told me to get references. Mr. Todd, who is this man, a criminal?
That's what I'm trying to find out. What's the idea, Lee, hiding out like this?
When you wouldn't give Dad your telephone number, I thought something was
wrong. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Honest, nothing at all.
Mr. Cromwell, have your cocktail.
Jane, I'm disappointed in you. Why didn't you tell me your name is Stevens?
Stevens?
Well, naturally, she's Roger's wife.
His wife? Lee, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. You must be married. You have the same name.
Now, take it easy. I can explain.
Well, you'd better. And fast. Who is this girl, Lee?
Well, she's my secretary.
Oh, Lee, this is too humiliating. Hiding here in Washington with a girl like that and...
I'm not a girl like that. I'm Jane Rogers and earning my own living, which is more than you can say.
Oh, Lee, does this girl mean anything to you?
Well...
Does she?
Well, yes, she does. You see, she's the best doggone...
Dan, are you going to stand there and let me be insulted like this?
Well, I should say not. Lee, you're fired. And you can forget that half interest in the factory, too. Well, it's lucky we kept that cab waiting, Alice. Hey, you go back to the depot and catch a train home. I'll follow as soon as I see Mr. Ritchie.
All right, Dan. I'm glad I found out about him in time.
There's nothing to find out, Mr. Todd. Jane can prove it. Jane, tell him how it happened to... Jane, where is she?
It's rather a silly question. Anyone can see she's gone.
Jane, I've got to see you. Open the door, please.
The door is open.
Oh. Look, you've got to let me explain about that. Hey, you're packing.
Well, I might as well go home. I'm out of a job.
Who says you're out of a job?
Well, aren't you?
I'm telling you that... Say, that's right, I am.
It's all my fault. If I hadn't gotten you into this, you'd still have a job. And a fiancé. It's almost half interest in the factory.
Oh, look. Now, look, honey. There's no use crying over spilled factories. I never liked the joint anyway. Honest, you couldn't hand it to me on a silver platter.
What do you want it on, gold?
Mr. Todd.
What's all this silly talk about?
Silly talk? You just fired me. You tossed me right out on my dignity.
What's the matter? Can't you take a joke?
A joke?
Sure. I was putting on an act to get rid of Alice. Oh, that daughter of mine's a pain in the neck. Picks after her mother's folks. Now, look here, Lee. What's this butler gag, anyway?
That was my idea, Mr. Todd.
And a pretty smart one, sir. It was the only way we could get a room.
Well, frankly, I don't care where the devil you sleep as long as you go after Richie when you're awake.
You bet I will. First thing tomorrow, I'll...
May I ask if this is a convention or something?
Well,
huh?
Who's this?
Excuse me. This is my wife, Major Cromwell of the Plops.
Yep.
Darling, this is our butler, as of this morning.
Ira, you mean you've let the servants quit again?
Well, frankly, I didn't have much to say about it.
But you knew we were having guests for dinner, and I brought Mr. Ritchie home for cocktails.
Who?
Mr. G.B. Ritchie. He's with the OPD.
Holy cow. Major Cromwell, it's true I've given my notice, yes. But if it means an inconvenience to you...
Of course it does.
Well, in that case, I'd be only too happy to stay.
Well, we most certainly would.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. My name is Todd. I'm a friend of your butler's.
Indeed. And are you a butler, too?
Yes, ma'am, he is. And a very, very good one.
Really? Todd, where were you last employed?
With Lord Alfred, ma'am, for about 20 years.
And before that?
Well, before that...
Madam, for many years I was with Lady Esther.
Excellent, my man, excellent. You sound as though you'd had splendid training. If you'd care to stay and help out tonight...
Stay and help? Oh, yes, I'd be delighted, madam.
Very good. We'll have cocktails immediately in the drawing room. Come along, Ira.
Yes, dear. I think I need a drink myself.
Lee, we've got him. We've got that Richie guy right in our hands.
Yes, but how'll I get a chance to talk to him?
Oh, now, don't you worry. I'll fix that. Now, you go up to Cromwell's bedroom and wait.
But Lee's supposed to serve the cocktail.
Correction, please. I'm going to serve those cocktails. And the way I'm going to serve them, they'll wish I hadn't.
I never saw anything like it. It's the darnest thing I ever saw. Butler, who can't even serve a few drinks without spilling them all over my brand new suit.
Yes, sir. Yes, I agree with you, Mr. Ritchie. Todd is a little heavy-handed. But I'm sure this suit of Mr. Cromwell's will fit you. Now, would you like to try on the coat?
Okay. Where's the pants?
I've hidden them, sir.
Well, bring them in so I... Hidden them?
You bet I have. And they're going to stay hidden till you listen to what I've got to say.
Now, look here, my good man.
I've wasted enough time trying to catch you in your office. This is one time you can't get away.
Yes, but I'll tell you...
Don't remember me, do you? No, of course you don't. Well, I'm not in the bedspring game, and I'm not from Elmira. I'm from Lamont, Indiana, and I'm in the toy business. And I want to convert to Army Ordnance. Mr. Ritchie, I can show you...
You're too late, young man. I've decided on that contract already.
You have?
Yes. There's only one factory in Lamont that could possibly handle a deal like that. I signed the contract yesterday morning.
You did? Who got the order?
A very fine concern. Todd's Toys Incorporated.
Well, I'm sorry we... Todd's Toys! Hey, that's me! That's me!
You?
Why, sure, I'm Rogers. I mean, I'm Stevens. Or Todd. Anyway, I'm half Todd. But Mr. Ritchie, honest, I could kiss you.
Don't bother, young man. Just give me my pants.
You see, Mr. Todd was so embarrassed, and Mr. Stevens is helping Mr. Ritchie upstairs, so I thought I'd better bring in some more drinks.
Very thoughtful of you, my dear.
Just very, very thoughtful.
Thank you. I just try to be...
Jane!
Lee?
Oh, Jane, I've got it, I tell you. I've got Richie's contract and half the factory.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, but not complete. I'm still missing a fiancée, you know. Look, how about it, Jane? You want a lifetime job?
Darling, I had your mind made up ages ago.
Oh, Jane.
Please.
I beg your pardon. Well, I hate to interrupt, but really, old man, about those drinks, you know?
Ira, will you never learn? You know how hard it is to get servants these days. We'll just have to wait till they finish kissing.
I beg your pardon, madam, but you should live so long.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray Milland, Robert Benchley, and Marguerite Chapman for your enjoyable performances tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. It's always nice to receive an invitation to appear with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players. We all know that the benefits from these programs go to support the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, and that's very close to our hearts. Ray Milland will be back in just a moment, but first, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Chapman. Ladies, there are some things you can't change, like the color of your hair and the shape of your features. But there's one thing you can change, and right away. You can give your skin a new, lovelier finish. You can say goodbye to those dry, rough little flakes that ruin the effect of your makeup. Just rub Lady Esther four-purpose face cream into your skin. Rub it well into your skin, so it will absorb all those ragged, clinging flakes. Wipe it off, and then feel your face with your fingertips. Feel how the roughness and dryness are gone. Your skin has a new silken finish, a petal-like smoothness, on which powder and makeup look so clear and fresh, so youthful. Lady Esther Face Cream gives your skin a complete beauty treatment every time you use it. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin, absorbs the dry flakes. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. If you want to amaze your family and friends by a sudden, delightful change in your appearance, try this. First, apply Lady Esther Face Cream. Wipe it off completely. Then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink, the romantic new powder shade that gives you the radiant, fascinating look of a woman in love.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Ray Milland.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can help put the V in victory with vitamins, with wholesome, nourishing foods that you yourself can grow at home. Crop losses this year have been enormous due to bad weather. That row of vegetables you grow in your backyard will help take the burden from our nation's farmers and ensure a healthy and diversified menu. It'll only take a few minutes a day. Uncle Sam asks you to get out and dig.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Romance. It will star Signe Hasso and Gregory Peck. Be sure to listen. Robert Benchley will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Duffy's Tavern. Marguerite Chapman appeared through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures and will soon be seen playing the feminine lead in Pardon My Past. Ray Milland can soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Kitty. Standing room only was presented through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, producers of A Medal for Benny. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther Face Cream to buy a box of Lady Esther Face Powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.